On the line right now on the Trending 55 hot seat is the Minister of the Economy, Innovation and Jobs, and also our baseball analyst, Doug Schweitzer. As always, Doug, great to have you on.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
All right. So I guess the first question we have for you is the baseball analyst, the Schweitz. We wanted to say that you had called for a Yankees Dodgers World Series, and as of right now, with the direction that the Yankees are trending in, I'm not sure they're going to really make it. It seems like injuries have really devastated them.
You know what? Yeah, they've been completely decimated by big injuries to their main sluggers there. But, you know, the Dodgers have lived up beyond expectations. I mean, they lost David Price. David Price was supposed to be one of their big starters, and he opted out of the season. And they haven't even skipped a beat. I mean, they've got guys there that are like their third and fourth starters throwing 100 miles an hour. And it's just, you know, they are just well positioned right now. They're deep. They've got pitching. They've got hitting. Mookie Betts, I think you're a Mookie Betts fan. I mean, Mookie Betts is just playing lights out on defense, offense. Seems like every day he's getting a clutch hit for them. So they're playing amazing. But, yeah, the Yankees are not headed in the right direction. Even the Blue Jays are even ahead of the Yankees. Like, this is a situation here where the Yankees got to turn this around quick if they're going to make a playoff run.
And you know what, Dave, give some credit to the Jays, at least as in terms of that. I'll be honest, I haven't checked the reports because they are missing Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. And you take that kind of thump out of a lineup, there's no way to really replace it, in my opinion. But in saying that, though, I mean, we don't know when they're going to be back, but the Jays may get a boost. I mean, Ken Giles coming back to an overworked bullpen, I think that can really help them. And also, Bo Bichette is also knocking on the door. And you know what, it's almost like a trade deadline acquisition. Do you almost see it that way as a trade deadline acquisition when someone who's been out for such a long time kind of is able to come back and help the team like that? It's almost like an unofficial trade.
Well, the fact that the Blue Jays are winning without Bo Bichette is huge. I mean, that means they got a decent core that's coming up, because Bo Bichette's, he's at that level of Tatis and Soto and that whole young generation coming up. I mean, his, you know, first 10 games of the season were just lights out. So if they can get him back playing the way he can, like, that's just a lightning rod. But yeah, you're right. That is just like adding a talented bat at the trade deadline, because he's just going to inject that life right back into the lineup, which is awesome.
Yeah, and we know they're going to need some bullpen help as well. Definitely overworked bullpens a lot, and we'll get back to the whole thing of bullpen starts a little bit later on, but now as Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, here's one question that was sent to us, and this was sent to us literally minutes after we chatted last week, and it's from Vincent in High Level, who wants to know, Minister, we know you consulted a lot broadly when it came to the justice portfolio, even though COVID, of course, won't allow you to maybe go around as much as you like. Do you still plan to have that same consultative approach in this new ministry in terms of consulting with as many Albertans as possible on how to make that a good business landscape in which you said to make Alberta the top jurisdiction to invest?
Yeah, we're going to continue that effort, and that, you know, it just works. You get better ideas when you go out and talk to people. You get better ideas when you engage in the community. Figure out what's the touch point. What's holding people back from growing their business? What's holding people back from getting a job? It's better when you get out there and you listen and understand what's the impacts on the community. You know, what are the touch points? What can we do to help? What can we do to help solve problems? And that's what this whole ministry is all about. How do we solve problems and position Alberta for a bright economic future?
And I think you said it's not just only a bright economic future in which Alberta's competitive, but I guess to go kind of back to baseball, in which you're going that they're like kind of like the 1927 Yankees in terms of no competition, where this is where you want to invest. So it's not only just about making Alberta competitive, but making Alberta the best, isn't it?
Well, this is about making sure Alberta, I mean, we have been the economic engine of this country for decades now, and we're going to continue to be that economic engine if we do the right things now to position ourselves. There's a lot of changing elements of our economy, and there's a few areas where we need to catch up, and we're going to make sure we accelerate that effort, not just to catch up, but to get ahead of other jurisdictions that moved before us. So lots of work ahead for this fall. I'm actually really excited. We're just starting to sketch out how we're going to roll out the announcements. We're working with our team on that the last few days. We've got a really exciting package of announcements coming out this fall that kind of highlight how we're going to implement our relaunch plan here and recovery plan at the earliest opportunity.
Now, one thing I remember that we had mentioned when we first chatted, when you first took over the ministry, is that you had mentioned that at least in terms of trying to get as many people as possible to kind of give their opinions on things. But now we see one of the things that you had mentioned in terms of jobs is that the pandemic, and combining with really slumping oil prices had cost this province about 300,000 jobs, but 100,000 of them have come back. So even though it's about a third of the way there, is this where you expected the job numbers to be in terms at least of the jobs lost during the pandemic?
Well, it was a double whammy. Like, other jurisdictions didn't have the compounding impact of, you know, the market prices collapsing for oil in particular. So that really hit us, you know, twice as hard as many other areas. So we still have a lot of work to do. Like, you know, small businesses, they have that urgent drive that they need to survive and to pay their employees and keep their businesses running. We as a government need to make sure that we maintain that same urgency, that same intensity that, you know, people in, you know, running businesses have right now, to make sure that we respond to this and make sure we make the changes as required to make sure Alberta is well positioned through this recovery coming out the other end. And until Albertans are all back working the way that they should be, you know, our work doesn't end. We have to make sure we continue to do everything humanly possible to make sure people are working.
Now, Minister, last week we had heard from an organization that promotes tech startups, in the national organization that promotes tech startups, saying there needs to be more investment, mainly calling on the federal government to support startups in terms of, like, you know, tech startups, training, things like that. And we know that when it comes to tech and innovation, Alberta's up there just about as much as any Canadian jurisdiction. How important is that technology sector in terms of Alberta's rebound?
Well, you know what? It's going to be key for us to make sure that we can continue to grow new companies here in Alberta, build on our strengths. You know, technology, it impacts every area of our economy. So from agriculture to forestry to the energy sector, but also, you know, things that are really neat right now, like Shopify. You've got lots of different things out there for, you know, different ways that we can, you know, skip the dishes. You've got all these different companies out there that are helping innovate, solve different problems. With the pandemic as well, people are more and more adopting these technologies in their day-to-day lives. So, you know, how do we, you know, encourage that ecosystem and growth here in the province of Alberta? We've developed a strategy around that, and you're going to hear more details about it here soon.
Awesome. And I guess one of the things is that last year is that, at least in terms of doing the consultation, we know that you had a chance to go around the province of, all over the place and really have the town halls meet with Albertans. And I remember you telling me as Justice Minister that legislation against thefts of various types of metals came directly from consultations. So in coming out there, though, I mean, and this is a pandemic time, do you actually envision any face-to-face visits, or is there probably going to be a more electronic component this time around?
You know what? I mean, there's going to be the opportunity to do some face-to-face visits, but probably in the early part of 21. You know, this fall, we got a busy legislative agenda, but we will be making announcements as well across Alberta. So it will be an opportunity for us to engage. It won't be like the, you know, 500-person town hall like we could do before the pandemic, but there's lots of opportunities to engage. And if people have ideas and suggestions, you know, send them into your radio show. We can talk about them, but they also can send them into our ministry as well to flesh them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess I'll ask you this one too, because not only are you a minister and a big baseball fan, but also as a parent, you had mentioned that obviously, I guess, your children had an opportunity to go back to school. And I guess as a parent, was there an excitement from your children in terms of going back to school? Any bit of nervousness? What's the overall feeling if you're willing to answer this, in the Schweitzer household when it comes to the return of classes?
You know what? Our kids were pretty excited to go back. They were just happy to see their friends, have a little bit of normalcy back. They were just excited. And the thing, too, is that everybody's kind of getting used to, you know, the social distancing. They're used to the extra hand washing, the sanitizers. My kids are at the age where the, you know, masks are required for certain things. One of my daughters takes a bus. So it's really, you know, just making sure that they've done it right. And it's a credit to, you know, the teachers. They were relaxed. The parents were excited. You know what, it's going to be, you know, a very different school year than we've ever experienced. You know, hopefully you're in people's schools don't have situations where a kid gets sick, but it's just like everything else in life, where businesses, you have the occasional person, you know, at a McDonald's or elsewhere gets sick, and then that, you know, the business has to take the right health steps to be able to come back and reopen. Same thing here with our schools. We're going to do everything we can to work with the Dr. Hinshaw and the Alberta Health Services team. So if there ever is a situation where, you know, a child, you know, comes down with COVID, that we can, you know, isolate it as fast as humanly possible, make sure that nobody else has been exposed, limit exposures. We've learned a lot over the last 6 months with businesses that have gone through similar things. So it's taking those best practices and applying it here. We also know now too from the stats as to who's at risk, who's not at risk. From a, everyone that can get sick, but it's who's more at risk and what's a reasonable the step to take as parents and with our kids. So we're following the doctor's advice, and it's been going pretty well overall across Alberta.
Awesome. And I guess one thing too is that we know that there are some out there in the NDP who think that there was actually going to be a possibility that there would be no cases. But I almost want to say that it may be a little strange to assume that when you're putting so many people back in schools that there would be absolutely no cases. I mean, minimize them, but to say no cases at all seems almost unrealistic.
Oh, it's completely unrealistic. We know that this, COVID's going to be with us for, the foreseeable future. We just have to learn how to function as a society responsibly, with this virus around and among us. We have to continue to wash our hands, distance as much as possible, wear masks where appropriate. We do those things, we'll stay healthy. Even though we've identified a lot of cases in Alberta, our hospitalization rates have been pretty consistent. We've had about 50 people across the province in hospital at any given time, give or take, maybe about 10 or so people in the intensive care units. So we've had that pretty stable number here over the last while. And we've done a much better job as well working with our seniors facilities, making sure we keep, those that are more at risk for the severe outcomes healthy through this as well.
All right, awesome. And now I guess we'll go back to baseball, and then I guess we'll even throw football out there because, tonight the NFL season starts.
Oh, yeah.
But it does, yeah, Kansas City and Houston tonight. Nice way to start the season. And but first in baseball, I know we both are always talking about the young talent out there, like Ronald Acuna Jr., Jr., Tatis Jr., young Vladdy, Bo Bichette, and even the young guy with Chicago with the White Sox, Louis Robert. There is certainly a lot of a good young talent coming up to the point where you're saying if you're just a Jays fan or a fan of an only team particularly, now we're starting to see this young talent. And it's awesome to say that, like, wow, I better keep watching baseball because who knows what these young guys are going to do. It's certainly exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's so exciting to watch. And the energy that they bring to the game, like watching Soto stare down pitchers, and you got, Tatis is doing freakishly athletic things every single day. Like, he reminds me of a young Alex Rodriguez. Like, he's that athletic.
Oh, wow.
Like, he is literally that athletic, that powerful. So it's exciting to watch. And I'm just glad that we got some real sports to watch. And, getting the NFL season off the ground, I mean, that's awesome. And I think, too, it's also a thing to reflect on, too. Like, as we talk about our schools, like, Major League Baseball, they have the occasional situation where the occasional team had to be shut down for a week while they tested and figured out who was sick. It'll be the same thing for our schools. I mean, baseball, they've got young people as well that are athletes that are doing that. They've been able to monitor it and isolate where appropriate. It's the same approach we're going to take with our schools. The occasional situation is going to happen where, steps will be taken, but we're going to keep trucking and keep going.
All right, awesome. And I guess since the NFL Eve would have been yesterday, but since the first game is tonight, are you brave enough to throw a Super Bowl prediction out there just as yet who's going to get the Lombardi Trophy this year?
I don't know who you go. Honestly, there's so much has shifted in the last while. You can't predict football the way you used to be able to. Like, there's always some team that comes up that you weren't expecting, but I always got to go back to my old roots where I used to love Montana and the Young. Like, I'm going 49ers.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, and all the Western connection does that. I mean, I'm a Jets fan, but I have absolutely no illusions on them actually being a contender this year.
They're horrible, yeah.
All right, this is enough of that. Awesome. All right, Minister. Yeah, they are bad. They are bad. Yeah. Minister, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right, my pleasure. Thanks, everybody.
This is Doug Schweitzer, the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, and this is the Trending 55 Hot Seat.